South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Jenny Hollenbeck of the First United Church Methodist Church in Pierce, South Dakota. Leading us for the Pledge of Allegiance is our page, Emma Werling of Mill Bay.
Let us pray. Eternal God, you are our creator and you have brought each of us to this place and this time. You have been with us as we've struggled in our lives and in our lives together. You will continue to be with us in our thoughts and conversations, and for that we give you our most sincere thanks. We also give you thanks for this state, for its diverse beauty, and for the opportunities we have to serve its many peoples. Surround each of us with your grace. We particularly remember those who are serving our country in the armed forces. Be a source of strength to them and to all anywhere who are living in the midst of violence. On this day and throughout this session, open our minds that we might be inspired by your wisdom, and open our hearts that we might serve with compassion. O God, we are yours. Thank you. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Allers, Boomgarden, Bradford, Bruner, Buckingham, Berg, Carson, Cutler, Davis, Dennard, DeVries, Dreyer, Dykstra, Elliott, Ingalls, Fain, Feinstein, Gassman, Gillespie, Gilson, Glensky, Gosh, Hackle, Halverson, Hargens, Haverly, Heineman, Hills, Howie Hunt, Yerke, Junkie, Kirkaby, Christian, Krebs, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Miles, Moore, Nelson, Nome, Al Nordstrom, David Nordstrom, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Russell Olson, Ryan Olson, Gordon Peterson, Peters Pitts, Putnam Roush, Rave, Roden Round, Sigdastad Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbaville, Van Etten, Van Norman, Bannerman Valley, Weemswick, Willitson, Speaker Diedrich. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the third day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Thomas J. Diedrich, Chair.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bill 1002 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Reports of select committees.
Representative Krebs moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for legislative days for the 83rd legislative session as found on page 52 of the House Journal be adopted.
Are there any remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House of Representatives, Representative Krebs' motion to adopt. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine, the members shall proceed to vote.
No, I heard.
Representatives Buckingham, Berg, Dykstra, Elliott, Street. Dykstra votes aye, Berg votes aye.
Okay.
Five times.
It wasn't taken.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62, nays 2.
For Representative Krebs' motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Before we go to the first reading of the House bills, are there any personal privileges? Representative Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the body. This morning, the occupational therapist provided some of the juice and coffee and goodies behind us in the lobby, and they're here today with Occupational Therapy Day, and with them is my stepdaughter, Jennifer Cutler Gustafson. And so if you would please welcome her and thank them today for all that they do.
Thank you very much for being here, sharing your time with us and providing the lunch. We all appreciate it. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you.
Hi, Haley.
I would like to introduce to the body our youngest daughter, Haley, who is, even though I'm a state grad, is attending the U as a freshman and running track. Many of you remember her two-week session here just a year ago where she was on crutches, had surgery, and came back. And so we're very proud of her to be, even though she is a Coyote, we're very proud of her.
Welcome back, Haley. And if you're running track, that must mean you're fully healed and recuperated. That's good to see. Any other personal privileges? First reading of House bills, please.
House Bill 1115, an act.
For those of you who have never seen this before, the Constitution requires that we read every bill first, and then it can get assigned to committee. It doesn't say we have to read every bit of the bill. We just have to read the title. And that's what these ladies are doing. The Speaker assigns House Bill 1115 to Appropriations, 1116 to Ag, 1117 to Tax, 1118 to Commerce, 1119, 1120 to State Affairs, House Bill 1121 to Judiciary. We'd also like to recognize all the 4-H shadows that were here and all the legislators who were kind enough to have the 4-H shadows come around and shadow them throughout the day today. With the 4-H shadows, where are you? Are you still here? There! Will you stand up, please, so we can recognize you? Thank you for being here today. I hope it was as enjoyable for you as it was for those legislators that had the privilege and the opportunity to be with you today. Announcements. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Next Tuesday, I know we got a weekend coming up, so I want to announce this now. Next Tuesday, we will have the Retirement Laws Committee, House Retirement Laws Committee. We'll meet up in room 364, or 68, excuse me. The one on the left. 464. Okay. Anyhow. On Tuesday at 3:30, we have a full agenda, about 7 bills. I want to give you a little update. Some of them are pretty big bills, so just an announcement. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rounds. Any other announcements? Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House State Affairs Committee, just a reminder, we will be having our first meeting on Monday, 10 o'clock. House State Affairs, first meeting Monday, 10 o'clock. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any further announcements? Representative Gordon Peterson.
Adjourn.
All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That's two for Rounds today. We're adjourned.